You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Former President Jacob Zuma has been ordered by the Gauteng High Court to repay 28.9 million rand to the state, money that was spent on his legal fees. Joining me now to discuss the implications is Kevin Malunga, former Deputy Public Protector and Academic Head at Regenesis Law School. Kevin, welcome to you. How significant then is the ruling and what kind of precedent does it set?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, to you and the listeners. It's long overdue precedent. In the actual fact, it's how things should work in a society that subscribes to the rule of law, a constitutional democracy such as South Africa, in which, in terms of Section 9 of the Constitution, all are equal before the law and should receive full protection of the law. So there was a lot of mischief. And I think the former president's team even concedes to this, the fact that, to the idea of a private citizen being, paid or being a beneficiary of such a largesse or such a large amount of money at state expense. It's an unconscionable. If I can just take you back, Jeremy, and to the listeners, to the mandate of the state attorney. Now, you see, the state attorney is a legal practitioner appointed by the Minister of Justice to represent and protect the interest of the state in civil matters. And of course, there's a very old act, which is the State Attorney Act 56 of 1957. And of course, the office is part of the Department of Justice. And the idea here to defend, withdraw, continue legal proceedings in court on behalf of the state. And even after Jacob Zuma ceased to be president, this was continued. And the blame was given to what Mr. Zuma's team called constitutional delinquents in the state attorney's office, which is really convenient. So in other words, they're saying, no, we didn't sign up for this. It was the officials who authorized this. So, but these were Mr. Zuma's personal challenges in corruption cases, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of that, if that would be how a government would run, that would really be unfortunate. So right now, if, for example, you are litigating against the president, Mr. Ramaphosa, or one of his ministers or one of the departments, indeed, that would be an appropriate form of expenditure, especially in their official capacities, what we call ex officio work.
Kevin, let me ask you this yes. Question. The judgment itself, does it signal, in your opinion, real state capacity to recover the funds, or do you think that this is mostly symbolic?
Judge Miller went quite wide. He if you look at the judgment, he talks about immovable assets and possibly the presidential pension. And of course, the 29 million can be found under the presidential pension. And I think that's the only place where they're most likely to find it. Because many people have asked about the president, former president, Nkandla Homestead. Mm. And my considered argument is that because that was built under trust land, which is not a mortgage property, I don't think that could be reasonably attached. And if you take me back to my old life as Deputy Public Protector, when we investigated the Nkandla project, the idea was that obviously that is not a mortgage property. And truth be told, it really matters. That's a property that's of value mostly to Jacob Zuma himself. I doubt Jeremy Maggs would want that property even for free, even to live in.
Kevin Malunga, let me ask you this. What recourse now does Jacob Zuma have? Because inevitably he's going to come out swinging, isn't he?
He can try and appeal, but you see, the unique vagaries of this particular judgment Jeremy, is that Judge Miller is actually somewhat enforcing the judgment of a higher court. He refers extensively to the Supreme Court of Appeal. The decision in 2021, where they say the very same thing. So the likelihood of Jacob Zuma, former President Zuma, to respect his title, going to the Supreme Court of Appeal to appeal, which would ordinarily be the natural course, is a highly unlikely, because that's Judge Miller is actually asserting what SCA said, and his history with the Constitutional Court, as you know, is not the most successful.
Yeah, that we know indeed. Kevin Malunga, what message does this send out to other high-profile figures then who might want to use state funds for ostensibly private battles?
I think it just says that era is probably over, because it was a very unique era, Jeremy. It was almost unprecedented in the sense that people could then just, you know, dig into the state kitty for their own problems. And I think that would, in any sort of constitutional democracy, would set a very bad precedent. You know, if Jeremy Maggs is fighting someone, his neighbor, over a dispute, the state shouldn't get involved in that. That's just the nature of how legal. But if Jeremy Maggs is a minister in government, fighting government and state battles, yes, that is fine. So I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you're making sense. And Kevin Malunga, I'm out of time. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Former Deputy Public Protector.
Thank you very
also
much.
Academic head at the Regenesis Law School.